This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Californians are pretty good about thinking twice before throwing things away. We divert more than 60% of our waste away from landfills. But what about that remaining 40%? When we imagine a world with zero waste, what would it take to get there? Arthur Boone is trying to answer those questions in his own backyard. For almost 30 years, Boone has devoted his professional life to trash. He's a recycling pioneer. KLW's Judy Silber asked him to help us see trash through his eyes for this next story from our archives.
I put in here anything that will rot. Now, that's, of course, that includes paper milk cartons, it includes your egg carton type material.
Arthur Boone and I are peering over a half-full, city-issued green cart sitting in the backyard of his Berkeley home. It's where he puts his compost. On top of rotting vegetables, he finds a sheet of mailing labels.
These are a bunch of old mailing labels, but that's all organic-based, so that can be composted.
Boone is a former minister. Big and strong, even at the age of 73. And he's still preaching. But these days, his message is all about recycling.
I don't know what garbage is. I mean, it's a term we apply to stuff that's in a garbage can. But if you look in a garbage can, it's cans, it's bottles, it's newspapers, it's magazines, it's all the things that you used to be on your desk or on your table or something like that.
Boone's journey with recycling began early in life. He remembers crushing cans during World War II to support the war effort. His mother grew up poor in Oklahoma, and her family's frugality made an impact on him.
My grandmother never threw anything away, and my mother, which I think is pretty common in the older generations, everything that they had was fairly important to them, and they didn't just discard things easily.
Boone says after World War II, the U.S. entered an era of wastefulness. Even by 1983, recycling was still an unproven venture. But it was in that year that Boone took over the North Oakland Recycling Center.
There were about 4,000 of us at one time, all scattered around the country, mostly in liberal, progressive-type communities, where people could bring their cans and their bottles, and we would make sure that they got back into the stream of commerce, or back to people who could use them for something.
As Oakland started its own curbside recycling program, Boone sold the business. Today, he's semi-retired, but still works as a consultant. And he's still pretty obsessed with recycling.
Those are the aluminum cans from my ex-wife's house. And she knows that I'll sell them and give the money to one of our children.
Boone is a bit of an extremist.
This is kind of our sorting room here.
Boone takes me to his laundry room. Bins and plastic bags are piled haphazardly all around. There are old yogurt containers full of used batteries and metal odds and ends. He compares the disordered order to a spice cabinet, a really big one.
Cans and bottles go in here. Newspaper goes in here. This is our plastic. Then over here, what I do, this is my piece de resistance. I keep my foil in here. I take that down to Berkeley and dump it in their foil bin. Only 3% of the aluminum foil in this country is recycled. Most of it goes in the trash.
There's the problem, right there. A lot of stuff that could be recycled isn't. Berkeley only recycles number one and two plastic bottles. And that's where Boone's commitment kicks in. He rinses clean all other plastics and drives them to Superlink, a collection center in Oakland that ships recyclables to China.
So what kind of plastics are
in
here?
There's an oil container. Some of them don't like, some programs don't like oil container bottles. Usually I wash them out. Natalie did that. She shouldn't have.
Natalie is his girlfriend.
That needs to be better clean.
I'm Natalie Peterson. I'm very proud of what he's doing, and I want to support him however I can, but sometimes it drives me nuts.
But more attention to recycling is making a difference.
I'm learning how to segregate things according to who will recycle them. So I know about tin foil isn't the same as plastic bottles, isn't the same as broken glass, things like that.
We're all getting better, slowly. Since 1989, the amount of stuff going into landfills has come down by about 30%. That's according to California's recycling agency. But to get anywhere close to zero waste, we'll also have to start thinking about how things are made.
This is the bottom of an old lamp. There's actually three different materials in here, and nobody, the guy who wants the metal doesn't want the concrete, the guy who wants the plastic doesn't want the concrete, the guy who wants the concrete doesn't want the plastic. I mean, you know, these are the problems that we have in our society.
So lamps like these usually end up in the trash, and ultimately at landfills where they're usually buried underground. Data from the recycling agency shows that in 2008, California sent nearly 36 million tons of garbage to the landfill. That's roughly the weight of 36 million old Volkswagen bugs. Picture that, right? It's impossible. And nearly half of that incredible pile of garbage is lumber, cardboard, paper, food, leaves, grass, plastic, and glass, all of which could have been recycled or composted. Boone and I are in Oakland's Rock Ridge District, rummaging through a garbage bin. We see plastic to-go containers with smelly leftover food, a cardboard pastry box, a plastic milk bottle, paper napkins, and a tree branch. None of it belongs in the trash. Boone opens a plastic bag. Used paper towels tumble out.
You know, with a very little effort, that all that stuff could go to the compost yard. But nobody wants to take the effort. So. Now, what are these? Are these shoulder pads?
Yeah,
the shoulder pads, I guess, right? I would probably take this to the East Bay Depot myself.
What's the East Bay Depot?
East Bay Depot for creative reuse. They like people to bring in things that little kids mostly can make sort of arts and craftsy stuff out of.
You're putting it in your pocket?
Yeah, well, I'll take it home. Isn't that what you would do?
Probably not. But as Arthur Boone pockets those shoulder pads, I think about how much other stuff in garbage bins all over the state will just end up in the landfill. Unless someone does something about it. In Oakland, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.